Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Those crazy nights I do remember in my youth. I do recall those were the best times, most of all.
Welcome back, DGS. Happy Friday, a few minutes past 3 p.m. Alvin Reed is here, our Friday guy. Good to see you, man.
What's up, man?
Not too much.
You guys know what's up. Who's at Enterprise tonight?
Anybody? I don't know.
Big buses, and then one rolled in right kind of like before me. And with the...
Well, it's just me.
It says Brian Adams.
I didn't even know how to respond. Who was it? I'm sorry.
Brian Adams.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just started to say...
And Penn Benatar, right?
Like, I don't know who it is, but I'm sure it's someone I don't know, but I know those guys. Yeah. So.
And Pat Benatar. That's okay. All right.
Brian Adams. So in my band forever, we've been playing Summer 69 because people get drunk and they love it.
Yeah.
And so Brian Adams has always been a little bit of like a guilty pleasure for me.
Okay.
But when you like watch a concert, that mofo has had like a gazillion hits.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know all the
right,
songs.
Right. What? I Need Somebody.
You know, he's got them all,
right,
man.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Kind of from the when they still made music videos.
Yeah.
He was part of that.
Yeah.
I was never a big Pat Benatar fan. I know people love her. So once again, that's a me thing, not a her thing. You know,
I'm a bigger fan of her husband, Neil Girardo.
Okay.
He's the guy. He was the studio guitarist. And my favorite story is when Rick Springfield came in, he had Jesse's Girl. And they're like, this is a great song. We're going to record this song. He's like, okay, here's how it goes. They're like, you're not going to play on it. And they brought in Neil Girardo and he did Jesse's Girl. So,
okay. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
So, fun.
Yeah.
God, I want to bring up those topics with Alvin. We've already done it a couple times, and I have to.
You know what, Dave? It's your show. I think Alvin will have a good take.
Right, I'll
just
give
do
you
it.
Like 20-second answers or whatever it is.
Okay.
All right.
Got a couple email from listeners.
Okay.
They've been asking me advice because I'm a pretty smart guy.
All right.
And okay, we'll do the fake one.
All right. Okay.
Guy about Wheeler's age.
All right.
Emailed me and said, my 25-year-old son has a new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She's okay. A little controlling.
Yeah.
Like our third time ever with her, we went to Texas Roadhouse. They brought out my son's ribeye. And immediately, without saying anything, his girlfriend starts cutting up his steak into little pieces so he could eat it.
Okay.
And he said, I was weirded out. My wife was weirded out. If this were Nick, would you say something to him?
Yes. Yes. To the point. I probably would have said something at the table. Hey, sweetie, I need to cut his own meat up. You know, I probably would have said something like that. Now, I think because my daughters would understand that I was half joking and half serious at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, you know, what's going on here? Right. You know, we're grown folks. So, yes, I would have said something.
So there seems to be a generational divide on this topic. Because all of us older than like 50 are like, this is weird.
Yeah, Andrew called Wheeler heteronormal.
And I'm not saying this as a knock. I'm saying that this seems to be a very clear difference in how we see things.
Okay, and I could see that. To me, that was a no-brainer. I would say something.
Okay, we'll do the other one then.
Okay, all right.
A young woman reached out to me, said that she was on her second date with a young man.
Okay.
Different couple.
All right.
And they decided to go play putt-putt.
All right.
And he went to his car and got his putter out, a special real golf putter, and use that playing putt-putt. And she was wondering if that would be a red flag.
It's over. It's over. It's over. You don't need no third date.
We were pretty unanimous on this one, right? Like the whole group, we were like, yeah.
I think that's something you bust out deep into the relationship.
Yeah.
Sure. That's when you have her locked down, then you say, by the way, I'm super into the
Eagle. Yes, yes.
It wouldn't be weird if it was like, yeah, we've been going out for a year and you know we're familiar with each other. And you're just like, yeah. But a second date, that's a lot.
Right. And she knows I golf and I like to golf. And so like, hey, I'm going to, you know, like, whatever. I thought you were going to say, like, and he beat her, like, you know, like, and was he supposed to lose? And I would have said, I don't know about that. Yeah. But that being said, if he would have got his putter, young lady, there you go.
Okay.
I know there's the obvious sides. There's the not obvious sides. I count that as obvious sign that you could do better.
Okay.
Right.
There you go.
Okay. I told you I'd be short.
I have a brand new one. It's not an email.
Okay.
Not an email. Right. But I saw this last night and it made me think about it. What is a food that you would judge someone that you're having a meal with if they ate it with a fork?
Okay, now this is kind of tough because a lot of things people do not eat with forks that I will get after with a knife and a fork.
Okay.
Okay, so I'd have to think on this one.
Pizza?
Well, that's a good knife and fork.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that was the first one came to mind.
Yeah.
Not all pizza, depends on the but yes. Because sometimes it's just better.
Yep.
You know?
I have never taken a knife and fork to a pizza.
Really?
No.
You're missing out.
Right.
No.
But if you get a little, like, fork-sized piece, man, it's fantastic. Don't burn the roof of your
Andrew,
mouth.
Join in this one.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think?
Can I hear it one final time?
Oh, boy.
I have one that I was ridiculed for some 20 years ago. I was at a basketball game in high school, and I got the nachos, and it was, like, the standard, school nachos, they're very messy.
They are very
messy. I just went at it with a knife and fork, and this guy, a class above me, was like, I've never seen anyone do that before. Like, so judgmental and nasty. I was like, mind your own business. Why do you care?
The nachos?
It still bothers me now. I'm like, what was his problem?
I know. You seem to carry that one with you over the years.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
I'm on Team Rach there. That's a little bit much.
Rach, you sure you over there?
I used to get big trouble for the... I used to hide the eating a pizza with a knife and fork. I used to, like, you know, try and hide it. And then I was like, you know what? Come after me.
Yeah.
I can take it.
Yeah.
I can handle
it. Bring it.
I prefer to eat it with a knife and fork.
Now, Andrew does one thing with utensils that does puzzle me, and that is he eats the dry cereal with a spoon.
Yeah, because you could just do that with your hand.
Or just, like, pour it in your mouth.
Yeah.
So, there are two things. I am not terribly, not, like, paranoidly, but I'm a little bit of a germaphobe. And so I don't like the idea of grabbing, like, a handful of cereal and stuffing it in my mouth and getting all my stupid hand germs and my stupid mouth germs mixing. And the other thing is that it's sticky. It gets sticky.
Well, like,
it gets sticky on your hand.
On the cereal.
Yeah, like Raisin Bran or something like that. But
I ain't eating Raisin Bran.
Well, I'm
eating Honey Nut Cheerios, which they say are good for you and are horrible for you. And so, your hands get, like, sticky if you're always just, like, you know what I mean?
How about French fries?
With a hand, I'll eat.
I've done them with the forks, though, if you have the loaded ones, like the cheese and chili and stuff like that.
Yeah. Or if I'm dipping.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things is chili dogs, and chili dogs are good if you slice the pieces
up. That's the only way to eat that.
Yeah, thank you.
Unless you want to wear it.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't eat a Steve's hot dog just like as a hot dog.
Oh, good luck.
It's a knife and fork thing, because they've got all the toppings piled on it.
So just a simple chili dog.
I would say just the typical category of sandwich is a weird thing to knife and fork, but I've done it.
Sure.
Yeah,
because there are some sandwiches, it's like, it's pretty messy.
Dave's face is absolutely inscrutable right now.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot tell what you're
thinking. Dave's just trying to think of his next thought experiment for us, because he's
right
on a
now,
roll.
I feel like someone in Ghana with Jim Jones when they brought the Kool-Aid out. And I'm like, did I miss a meeting?
What is this about?
I don't understand.
Okay.
Chicken wings.
No, chicken wings, the wing, out.
How do you do that with a knife and fork?
That's a mouth to hand. Other chicken parts, maybe not the leg, but I would kind of work on that a little bit.
Okay,
you're at home, you're just there by yourself, you're making a sandwich, make a ham and cheese sandwich, okay? Do you diagonal cut, do you horizontal cut, do you cut it at all?
I'm a cutter.
Okay.
Makes me feel fancy.
All right. Yeah.
And I can go both ways, but diagonal makes me feel uncomfortable. So I'm a straight across.
All right.
I like the diagonal, especially if I'm going to be dipping the sandwich into something.
Okay. It depends on how it just happens that day.
Yeah.
Right. Do you ever cut it into quarters?
No.
I do.
That too much work.
I feel like I'm at a country club when I do that.
Quarters. Do you cut off the crust too?
No.
Quarters is interesting. Do you go like X, like diagonal?
I do four square.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I don't do the. Yeah, and even that would be fancier.
Hot but take.
I will do the quarters.
Sandwiches on regular old slices of bread, overrated.
No, not at all.
Rolls.
No.
Sandwich rolls.
No. I love those.
Hawaiian rolls. No.
Hawaiian rolls.
This is when he reveals himself truly.
Yes. He's an elitist.
Yes.
Yeah, he's an elitist.
Unless you're taking the regular one and you're grilling it.
If this were like the 1700s, you would be such a dandy.
You guys would be like, he's a witch.
No. You're all big and strong, but you'd have like one of those handkerchiefs with perfume on it. Yeah,
Hey, that's why you lift, so nobody gives you crap about anything.
Okay, I regular bread is fine.
It's fine. It's preferable. Just better with sandwich rolls.
I disagree. It's just too much bread.
I think one of the only ways to mess up a hamburger, for example, is to put it on a stupid roll.
Like,
just give me bunny bread buns. Give me white bread. I don't
pretzel bun, buddy.
Half the time growing up,
pretzel
it was
bun,
white bread.
Well,
white bread.
Pretzel bun. Come on.
I will kind of take Kevin's side on the burger thing because on like pretzel buns, I think are a little done. They had their moment, but they're like an onion bun, or like a potato roll.
That's a good way to have it. Yeah, you're talking now.
I have to disagree with you on that one too. I'm regular bun or just regular bread.
Yeah,
it doesn't need you. It's a hamburger, so
I know
you might take
just
it.
Soup it up.
You just take it to some place that I don't think the hamburger really wants to go.
Yeah, that burger wants to go wherever it wants to go. It just wants to go in my belly.
You're turning that burger into something it's not.
Yeah.
I don't mean to sound elitist myself.
But join me, Andrew.
If I'm eating a cheeseburger on a piece of white bread,
something's
awful
wrong. You've had a bad day.
There's been some sort of apocalypse either outside or within my own life.
Yes. What about wheat bread?
Nope, same.
Same kind. No. The style of bread slice is not the issue here.
Right.
It's gotta be a bun.
Yes.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
I have eaten like a hot dog on a piece of white bread in my darkest times, but those were my darkest times.
But you gotta admit,
I only eat them on white bread.
I think the hot dog bun is the most overrated of foods in
many
ways. Because it gets in the way.
Nah.
What an absurd thing.
Yeah, let's go get him, Andrew.
That is absurd, Alvin.
Get him!
I said it was overrated. I'm not poo-pooing on people that like the hot dog,
sure
but I eat hot dogs on a bun. Yeah. I'm happy to hear that. I'd rather just roll it up in a piece of bread.
Like, if I go to the game this weekend and there is an option to get a jumbo dog on a piece of white bunny bread, give it to me.
Same way. Because all they're doing now, a long time ago, somebody decided to put too much bread with sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
Which is why I don't care where I'm at, if I have a sandwich, I'll eschew one piece of bread, cut the sandwich in two, flip it over so where I have a thicker sandwich, but only one piece of bread.
You put it in your shoe?
Yeah.
Now, here's my take on that. That is not. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I don't disagree with you. But that's not a problem with the bread. That's a problem with that we are getting shorted our amounts of meats and toppings. At restaurants.
Sometimes it's too much bread worldwide.
It's too much bread.
But see, if there's ever too much bread,
it means that someone didn't put enough meat.
But we can also differentiate between too much, like a roll that's too big, and the roll that's just right.
I could get that.
Because some of those rolls are perfect.
But most of them are too, it's just too much bread.
A potato bun is not. It's just a regular bun.
You can also have too much meat on a sandwich.
You can.
Oh,
but then you just take some of it off and make another sandwich with it.
I'll be honest, like Katz's, and I love Lester's, but when they do it like it's a carnival sideshow.
The best sandwich.
No one can fit this in their mouth.
You know what?
Knife and fork!
I want to push back on that, but I have actually had a couple of those kind of styles of sandwiches where I did think like, this is a little extreme. Yeah. So I think you are right on that.
The deli at right there on Clayton Road, right across from where Schnucks is in Richmond Heights.
Yeah.
That one. They have a lot of meat on them, but you make like a second sandwich out of it when you get home.
We should open a restaurant just called White Bread.
I agree.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar. I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS 325. Alvin Reed is here with us. And anytime you get someone of Alvin Reed's caliber, you talk about what kind of bread goes in a hot dog. So, you just blew me away. Like, I was really quiet while you were talking about the Big Mac because I'm like, I have met an actual genius. Like, you take the middle bun out.
Yeah, it serves no purpose.
It does. It holds it all together.
I've never had that thought.
It's like it's like the 13th floor in a building. It's there, but you try to just not acknowledge it. Right. So I just take it out. Why is it there?
Because so if you have the burger, so if you ever get the double cheeseburger, you'll notice the burger slides sometimes when you're eating it, and then it's all out of whack. When you get the bread in there, it keeps it all in order.
I disagree. I think it holds itself together just fine without that middle bun.
Mm.
Right. And then you get more, you know, like of that fantastic Big Mac sauce is not lost in this third piece of bread.
No, it's not lost anywhere. It's there.
Yeah, it's there, but you get more of it per burger bite without that piece of bun in the middle. Mm. I don't get that one.
I think the experts in the McDonald's kitchen got it right.
Nah, they need to make those patties a little bigger on the Big Mac.
No, see, I agree, and that's why I said the solution is the Big Arch. Because now it's 2 quarter pounders and you get that.
I don't know if they have the Big Arch anymore.
They don't.
Oh, man. Well, then just get the double quarter pounder. Although I don't think they put that on there for the double quarter pounder. I think it's only the old school bun, like the regular bun.
Okay. Why is it that you asked for the secrets of the Pentagon if you asked them to put can I get some Big Mac sauce on my double cheeseburger? It's like,
you can do that.
I know.
I'm too afraid.
I know. But they kind of
play though. Do it at the kiosk when you're doing it automatically. Because then they don't have any choice. They just follow the directions that show up on their screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They don't have any choice.
Yeah. They see that on the screen. They got to do it, man. You tell them in person.
You
they
force
may,
their
no,
hand.
You tell the person. They'd be like, I don't think we can do that.
But Chinese children making an iPhone.
If you do it on the kiosk, it's going to do it. They're going to do it.
Do they charge you extra dime or something like that?
No. It's just on the choices.
All right. Tomorrow, I'm gonna just do it. Just like the chicken Big Mac. I'm going to do that just to experiment.
Yeah, screw them up.
Right. And when I get it and it's messed up,
well, we'll talk about
Andrew, are you a change the order at McDonald's guy?
Yeah, enough.
I
don't really like, you guys know I hate pickles.
Right.
And I'm not the craziest about mustard.
All right, if you want a hot Big Mac, get it without pickles and onions. All right, this is because I hate McDonald's cheese, but I get Filet-O-Fish's without cheese. And that way it's usually hot because you can't scrape the cheese off of it.
Yeah.
So you usually get a hot one.
It's the hottest of all McDonald's sandwiches.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right. And a whole lot of space to breathe in. So damn.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday, 3:34. Dave Murray brought to you by the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Center. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Every day's a Friday.
Boy, we're kind of having Laguna weather the last couple days.
Yeah, you know what? It was like 73 today.
Yeah.
That was cloudy. There were showers and stuff. But man, okay. 73 in July. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, take it. Absolutely. Yeah. Were you listening to the last segment?
I missed it. I usually come in about 5 minutes before I need to.
Yeah, there's no going back.
I just caught, ordering something special on a McDonald's menu.
Right. And you're not a McDonald's guy, right? You're not a fast food guy.
I'm not a fast food guy. Yeah. I do like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
But, maybe once a year.
Wow.
Maybe. Dang, you're missing out.
Is that just a health thing, Dave? Or you just don't have a taste for it?
I don't have a taste for it, I think.
Wow, lucky guy.
I very rarely make modifications to an item.
I don't because I'm so mentally ill that Reen always said, you fear no one like a 16-year-old drive-through person. And it's true.
They're pretty mean.
I'm just like, I know you can say like, oh, I want it this way and that way, but I would never, never do that.
I'm not the pickiest eater either. Like, I'm actually trying to think of something where I'm like, yucky, no, keep it off my sandwich. Like, I'll try.
I like that voice.
Yeah.
Do that voice again.
It's a good one.
No. That was just a special little treat. But yeah, like, I for the most part, I'm like, all right, I'll try it. And then I can, like, take it off if I really don't like it. But,
there you go.
But I'm like you, Dave. I get stressed out. I'm like, they're already working so hard.
Yeah.
They don't need to worry
about
me.
I've never sent a steak back.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever said. I don't think there's a way you could make a steak that I wouldn't enjoy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like very rare up to like well done. I'm going to probably eat it and like it.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. If I'm paying 30, 40 bucks for a steak, they're going to get it right. I'm not going to be a jerk about it, but I'm going to get it right.
Who's the pickiest eater on the show? Wheels?
Might be me.
It could be me. I've made great strides in the past handful of years, but I can be a bit of a picky eater. Like, I like the stuff that I don't want, I just will not. Like pickles, for example.
Yeah.
Pickles just aren't happening.
Nope, not doing it.
I can't imagine. I mean, I believe you when you say you don't like them, but I love pickles so much. It's hard for me to imagine like tasting them and disliking that taste.
I wish I did, because like the people who like them love them, and I've always heard these stories about how pickles can be like a superfood when it comes to like hydration and stuff. And it's just like I don't know.
I've never heard that either. I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, it's the electrolytes.
I'm gonna.
It's got a lot of electrolytes, because I a lot of like laborers and workers and stuff will just like take pickles and eat pickles because they are so rehydrating and refreshing.
Our girl Julia Bears always keeps at least one jar of pickle juice, straight up pickle juice, and just takes.
Ooh, I love it.
Tugs off it.
I like that too. I also do that with the olive brine.
Olives are another one that I just can't do, and I wish again people. It feels like a club that I don't get to be in. The door is closed to me, and everybody in the club seems to be having so much fun drinking their pickle juice and they're eating their olives.
So here's what a South Roxana Hoosier I am. I could literally sit down and eat a large jar of sweet pickles. Like little sweet gherkins?
Mm-hmm.
Little sweet gherkins?
Mm-hmm. Good for you, man.
He liked my baby voice as much as he liked Rachel's.
Good for you, man. I'm jealous. I really am. But but as you guys have seen firsthand, I've tried and I just can't. It just doesn't happen.
Not for you.
What are you going to do?
I did what I could.
Yeah, you avoid them.
Yeah.
I will say, I don't like pickles, but I don't mind like the flavor they leave behind if you take them off.
Mm-hmm.
Like at Chick-fil-A, I will not order it without the pickle, even though I'm not going to eat it, because I like the little flavor that it leaves behind.
Oh, so he likes wasting food.
Yeah.
He just admitted it.
I just give it to the birds, so it's not wasted.
Yeah, throw them out to the birds.
Birds eat it.
They love pickles. Like,
yay, a pickle.
I don't know, damn birds seem to eat anything.
I have a story today. It's kind of apropos of this. If you ever noticed, I've noticed this, that banana-flavored things don't really taste like a banana.
Yes.
Yep.
The reason is that artificial banana flavoring and fake banana-flavored products don't taste like bananas because it's based on another type of banana that was wiped out by a plague in the 1950s.
Oh, how interesting.
So why didn't we update it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because people like the way that banana flavor and taste. I don't like anything that tastes like anything. You know? Like Pringles or like chips. I don't like flavor. Like, I'm okay with like sour cream.
Barbecue?
But when it's like, yeah, the classics are fine.
Okay.
But
he's talking
about
like,
you don't like your bacon and cheddar chips or something like that.
And I don't like Oreos that taste like something else.
Or if it's
like,
hey, these grapes taste like cotton candy.
Right.
Yeah, that's a little weird. Yeah. They got apples that taste like grapes, and I don't understand.
Have you had those cotton candy grapes, though?
No.
They're really
yowza.
Good. They are really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Turns out the way to make cotton candy taste even better is to add a little bit of grape and a little bit of juice in there. And whoo!
Are they the tiny little grapes?
I don't know. I had them when I was in Portland, and I was gifted them. Somebody else had brought them on an excursion and said, you got to eat these cotton candy grapes.
Hmm.
And then I ate all of the cotton candy grapes.
Hey, that does sound good, though.
All right.
I'll see if I can find some next time I go to the store. I'll bring them in because, oof, they're good.
So, Dave, Sunday is the transition day, huh?
Yeah. Well, Sunday is back. So I'll call tomorrow the transition day. You know, tomorrow's like 89. If we have any leftover showers, it's first thing in the morning. And this is not a lot in the way of rain. So tomorrow's one of these days. The humidity starts to come back. 89 for the high. We'll still take that, even though it'll be a good 15 degrees warmer than today. And then Sunday is the day. Sunny, hot, and humid. 96 degrees on Sunday. Monday and Tuesday will be the hottest of this stretch, 99, 100 degrees each day, Monday, and again on Tuesday. So after a couple of showers tonight, a couple of showers early tomorrow, there's not much in the way of rain. Also, the full moon coming up next week, Wednesday. It is known as the full buck moon in July, in honor of Jack Buck.
Fine.
We're all afraid to make any joke about that.
You have to enunciate clearly.
Is what
we're all just like, that's so interesting. You don't say. Let's change the subject.
Make the sign of the cross and move on. Rach, going to do some fast food news?
Yeah, I know we've already been talking lots of fast food this hour, but gosh, we've got some great fast food news today. We're going to start with some news from McDonald's. I'm going to let this fine news anchor break the news to you guys.
McDonald's is rolling out a new breakfast item starting today. The Chicago-based chain says that it's honey brown butter bacon egg and cheese biscuit. Say that three times fast. It's now available for a limited time. The company says the sandwich combines bacon, egg, and cheese with honey brown butter on a biscuit. Now, it's not clear how long this breakfast sandwich is going to remain on menus, but if I have anything to do with it, it won't be on the menu for long.
That man is hungry.
That guy could make me want to eat Wheeler.
I just love that his report starts with,
I was like, that's not a news item. That's a sales pitch.
Yeah. Also, it's a sales pitch. You better believe it.
I just caught from that McDonald's is headquartered in Chicago. I didn't realize. I just went and looked it up, and that's
the original McDonald's there. Yeah,
that's where the university is. University of McDonald's is up there.
I'm going to have to take a pilgrimage.
I love that movie. You guys seen The Founder?
No. Oh, is that Norm MacDonald?
No, it's Michael Keaton.
Yeah, that's who I meant. I'm sorry. Norm MacDonald.
Nick Offerman.
Oh, okay.
It's really good.
More McDonald's news. I'm going to be trying this tonight. I'm going to McDonald's because I've been eyeing this ever since I found out about it. McDonald's is adding a new limited time Caesar sauce to its lineup. So it's exactly what it tastes like, a creamy and tangy Caesar sauce with Parmesan, garlic, and lemon flavors. Came out three days ago. I'm fake news over here. But you can get it on the Bacon Caesar McCrispy Sandwich. They have a Caesar snack wrap. And you can also just get the McCrispy strips with Caesar sauce.
Last Caesar.
Delish.
Yeah.
I love Caesar dressing, so I will be trying it. I feel like I'm saying words wrong, so I apologize for that. This is also very exciting to me. Krispy Kreme is debuting a new original glazed blueberry donut. Yeah, I'm interested. I would love to at least try
it. Cake?
I'll try it.
Donut?
It's not a cake. It's an original glazed donut made with blueberry flavored dough. So it's going to be nice and airy, like a typical Krispy Kreme donut, but with a nice blueberry flavor to it.
Oh, so there's not like blueberries in it. It's going to be like a blueberry flavoring to the... okay. That's a little less intriguing to me than just putting some blueberries in there. I love blueberries.
I mean, the flavoring might have blueberry. The flavoring might have like actual blueberries in it.
Yeah.
You know, like they could be natural. I don't have the stats in front of me.
Sorry. But, I'm digging a little too deep on
I'm like, I don't know how to make it.
The stupid blueberry donut.
You ever seen on a medical show when they have that thing when they've screwed up and killed a patient and they all get together in private and they talk it out? That's what we do with fast food.
Yeah.
That's the level of
it's
all about
seriousness,
the detail,
that, you know.
That's our brain surgery.
That's right. That's right.
KFC is welcoming back popcorn chicken.
Nice.
It was originally introduced in the early 1990s and was officially discontinued in 2023. but it's coming back. And you can get it a la carte. You can get a popcorn chicken bucket.
Mm.
Sounds like something the four of us could share mm-hmm. someday.
Sounds like it.
They also have a popcorn chicken big box with 6 ounces of popcorn chicken, 2 original recipe tenders, medium fries, medium drink, 2 dipping sauces, and a chocolate chunk cookie. That's all for $11. And then you can get a popcorn chicken combo.
I had a bad thing happen last night. I was watching TikTok, and I see a big piece of chicken, and so I'm in. And the whole thing was about a guy who says that he got a raw piece of chicken from KFC, and he cuts it open and opens it up, and sure enough, like, right. And it was a bad thing because now it's going to take me a while to eat a piece of chicken.
Like, just in general.
Yeah.
Because you saw a raw chicken.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You just cut it open and look.
He's always got to have a practical solution to our emotional problems.
Like, just let us be crazy.
If we stop being crazy, how are we going to do the show, Wheels?
You know how boring the show would be?
One more for you guys. Papa Murphy's is going to close up to 50 restaurants. I got to be honest, I never understood the allure of a Papa Murphy's, because Papa Murphy's is like pre-made pizza, but you have to take it home and bake it yourself.
Yeah.
At that point, I would rather just make a frozen pizza and eat it at my leisure.
Yeah.
If I'm going through the trouble of going and picking up a pizza, I would like for it to be
cooked.
Yeah. Yes.
I never really got that. Good. But they're closing 50 locations. We'll see, you know, what's in the future for Papa Murphy's. I'm not sure.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy artisanseatcushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his artisan seat cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Boy, it's just a food day today. We're just talking about all sorts of nonsense. What is a food that we would all know, probably fast food, that you got to eat it quick?
Tacos.
Yeah.
Anything Taco Bell. Doesn't last very long. It's like a snowflake. It's going to melt.
You know, I'm not going to go fast food. I'm going to go with a bowl of cereal.
Good call.
I eat that extremely quickly because I don't like soggy cereal. And then I also want to minimize the time the milk is touching air.
Mm-hmm.
That's my own thing.
I got a solution for that.
No. I'm not eating dry cereal if I have the option of delicious regular cereal.
Here's how insane I am. I was making cereal last night, and I was having Special K with raisins, and I was also making a piece of toast, and I'm really particular about toast, and so I was living dangerously, and I poured the milk before the toast was ready.
Uh-oh.
I popped the toast up. It's almost ready, and I needed something from upstairs from the bedroom.
Oh, man.
And I made the calculation in my head, if I put the toast back in, run upstairs, get the thing I need, come back down, the toast is going to be perfect, and the cereal won't be turned yet. And it all worked out, and I was so proud of myself.
Good job.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. It's a happy story.
You know, that we need those sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Could have gone bad.
That was what we call success.
Yeah. That's what it looks like.
That's a victory.
Dave Glover, after 26 years in this industry, what's your proudest moment?
It's like, well, I timed this thing.
This one time. Band camp.
This one time in my kitchen.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
How I Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How I Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.